Blog Talk Radio.
It's a friend of mine that LaShear, he allowed me to use that as my opening song. So hopefully you enjoyed it. So I just am going to just kind of have a kickoff interview today with me, with Casey Grant, the Fly Girl Show hostess. And I just had the pleasure of starting my new year off in a very exhilarating way. I attended the swearing-in of the new congressional members in Washington, D.C. on January the 3rd. And in particular, it was the Black Caucus. They had a private ceremony, and they swore in 55 members. So if you've been following the news, you know there's a lot of wonderful and interesting things going on in the White House and in Washington, and people fighting for our equal rights to be brought back, which who would ever have thought that we would still be fighting such terrible discrimination. And so it was historical for me, it was historical for the world. And I just kind of wanted to bring attention to that event and to the Black Caucus. Now, I learned some different things because I had heard about the Black Caucus, knew about the Black Caucus, but to really know all the different things that they have fought for and have accomplished, it's just really very overwhelming and interesting. And with any group that we have that fights for our equal rights, we need them because all voices need to be heard. One of the quotes that came from the Black Caucus chair, he said that America's growing diversity faces dragon of hate. Now, we know that this hate issue and discrimination has really risen its ugly head, and that needs to be put back in check. We all can afford to have our own opinions and dislikes, but when human rights are being taken away from people or denied, that is not right. We live in America, the United States of America. And even though we've challenged that word united has been challenged for the last couple of years, I think we need to bring some unity back to that word. But Thursday, January the 3rd, was the official swearing-in of the 116th Congress. And the Congressional Black Caucus swore in its own group of members, which were 55, which is the largest ever in history. Last year it was 49. But as you know, we've had such a overwhelming wave of Democrats that have stepped up and are determined to try to bring back some civility into this craziness that we've been living through. And now we have 55 new members of the Congressional Black Caucus. And some of the interesting people, well, let me say this, I'm sorry. So let me jump, which I will be doing for the rest of this interview, so just follow with me. The Congressional Black Caucus was originated in 1971, and their mission was to ensure African Americans had the opportunity to achieve the American dream. Now, the legislative priorities include reforming the criminal justice system and combating voter suppression. And if you follow the news and you follow history and you can see what happened, and I'm not going to name which party is doing what, but just know your own history and read this for yourself. But one particular party was trying to suppress the voter rights for people of color. That is not right. And so something has to be safeguarded on that. It has to be controlled. It has to be brought back to where we are all able to vote. We fought that, and we're awarded that constitutionally years ago. But that's being the Constitution has really been challenged. So that is one of the missions of the Black Caucus. And as I said before, this really isn't a Republican. It really isn't a Democratic. It is an issue for us to be aware of what rights are being taken away from those who have a smaller voice than our representatives. And so I'm very happy. I think that some of these new members are energized because, you know, the new congressional membership is so diverse. We have our first Muslim. We have a openly gay. We're so diverse. We're going to be just so diverse in this and getting things done. And young, fresh minds are coming in to be able to bring young, fresh ideas. Another historical thing that happened is Nancy Pelosi was elected once again as Speaker of the House. So I just read, and I'm going to be doing a lot of things and refreshing my history on the government, but did you know that the Speaker of the House is the third person in line? Should anything happen to the President, should anything happen to the Vice President, it's the Speaker of the House that takes over. So heaven forbid any of those chains of command things should happen, but it's nice to know that I believe we have a competent person that would be fair and just to all should that ever happen to a situation should ever arise. So I think that it is for all of us to be able to follow what's happening. Keep your Congress people accountable for what they have promised they said they were going to do. Do your own reading. Don't listen to just the news, CNN and Fox. If that happens to be the only places you get your news from, take it upon yourself to read other medias and watch other channels to be informed, to be properly informed. One of the things that I know the Black Caucus is going to concentrate on, and I just don't understand this, is why you would not want Affordable Care Act to pass or to not be effective. And you can call it affordable, you can call it Obamacare, but the point of it is we all are human beings, we all have families, we all have existing conditions that we were denied. People were denied insurance because they had existing conditions, and this was something that these politicians ran off of and promised that they were going to do, and they did not do. So we have to have policemen everywhere safeguarding our rights and promises and make people accountable for what they're doing. So that's one of the missions that I know the Black Caucus is going to do. And it isn't just about black people or women of people of color. It's everybody. You need to be able to go to the doctor of your choice, and it does have to be affordable. So I wish and I hope that both parties will get together and come up with solutions so that we can afford insurance for everyone. That's one of the things that's going to be on their agenda. And as I said to you, some of the people that are the new history makers, the movers and the shakers that you might want to pay attention to, because I'm going to, is Anaya Pressley. She's the first black congresswoman of Massachusetts. That was historical. And Ayahan Omar, and I probably did not pronounce that right, but she was from Minneapolis, and she's the first Muslim woman in Congress. These were bright, talented people, and we should not always just judge or make judgment on people because they're Muslim. And we don't understand, and people have the wrong conception of Muslims. Muslims are peaceful people. All these other things that we're seeing, this is something we need to learn and to read and to understand the difference between. And our country is experiencing such hatred that education is something that is very important to be informed, and so we could act accordingly and civilly, because we have lost our civil actions in all of these different things that are happening. So I just really, excuse me, to highlight the different things that we will be experiencing for this year and the different people that we should be watching and held accountable for what they have promised to do. And write your congressperson. Words and groups of people is powerful. So I just wanted to start it off with rah-rah on my part. The exciting things that I have experienced. Some of the other guests that we're going to be bringing in are people talking about. Dr. Vincent Wiggins is one of my guests that's coming up, and he is really a blessing to senior citizens and for people who aren't quite as savvy as we, as this younger generation is, for the computer. And he has a magazine that's going to come out, I think, once a month, and it's going to give us instructions and details as to how to do different things on the computer. And so that will be Vincent, Dr. Vincent Wiggins, and also Herbert Henderson. And they both are our computer people that will help us learn all these different things that we need to know. Just because you're a senior citizen, you cannot give up on technology. And for health issues or improving your health and your attitude, all of these encouraging things that we need to start the year off with is Rhonda Thomas. She's another guest that's coming on, and she's going to give us healthy recipes and healthy ideas as to what and what you should be doing and exercising tidbits. And so that's going to really be an interesting show and worthwhile. It's always good to start off with this in the very beginning while your brain is fresh and open for new ideas. Those are the guests that I know so far that's on the agenda. I will try to bring interesting people, interesting topics that I think can help all of us to grow and to open our minds up. We have to open our minds up to a lot of things. So with that being said, I will just say once again, happy, happy new year. That you've got 12 months now to just kind of reshape your thoughts and redo that budget, which we all do, and to see at the end of the year just how much you did accomplish. You never fail, so don't ever think of it as a failure. You never fail. You just have another challenge. And so with that being said, pay more attention to yourself, to your health, to your loved ones, because those are the most important things. So I am going to sign off. I will look forward to you following me. Please tell your friends and your family about the Fly Girl Show. I am your host, Casey Grant, and as you have noticed, I do record different shows at different times. My designated time is on Wednesdays at 11. I would try to stay on that schedule as much as I can, but when I have a good topic or I've got a good guest, I've got to get them when I can. So just always go back to the website and see who my potential guests are going to be and see if it even is something of interest and pass the word along. Some of my people are listening from as far away as Europe, Africa, And so I'm excited about that. So spread the word. I'd like to go global. So once again, happy, happy New Year. And I'm going to sign off and look forward to recording and reaching out to you again on another fabulous The Fly Girl Show, where we talk about topics from aviation to history to medicine, civil rights. I'm going to cover it all. So stay tuned. And please check that little box to follow me. With that, I think I will sign off. And once again, this is Casey Grant, host of The Fly Girl Show. See if I can get my music back on, since I'm having a little problem with this technology today. But if not, oh, there it is. Enjoy. Enjoy. And then once again, the name of this is When She Smiles by Jacques LeSure. Okay. Bye-bye.